I wondered how I would ever fit in with my teenage friends. I hated being followed by my father's good name. And so when strangers asked me if I was Dr. Epley's son, I replied emphatically, "My name is Harold, and I can manage quite well on my own." As an act of rebellion, I began to call my father by his first name, Sam. "Why are you acting so stubborn lately?" my father asked me one day in the midst of an argument. "Well, Sam," I replied, "I suppose that bothers you." "You know it hurts me when you call me Sam," my father shouted. "Well, it hurts me when everybody expects me to be just like you. I don't want to be perfect. I want to be myself." I survived my last years of high school until finally I turned 18. The next fall, I enrolled in college. I chose to attend a school far from Enosburg, a place where nobody called me Dr. Epley's son. One night at college, I sat with a group of students in the dormitory as we shared stories about our lives. We began to talk about the things we hated most about our childhoods. "That's easy," I said. "I couldn't stand growing up in a town where everybody always compared me with my father." The girl sitting next to me frowned. "I don't understand," she said. "I'd be proud to have a father who's so well respected." Her eyes filled with tears as she continued, "I'd give anything to be called my father's child. But I don't know where he is. He left my mother when I was only 4.